two girls and a bottle of wine.
You got the bullets, I got the gun. I got a hankering for getting into something. I hit the bottle, you hit the gas. I heard your 65 can really help.
Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine.
I was a little late there joining
it's
in.
It's Monday. Monday. You know that Friday dance that one of the YouTube girls?
Yep. Yeah.
We need a Monday song.
We do.
Monday, Monday, Monday. I don't know. I can't sing.
She's
way cuter than me.
That's going to be my project. I'm going to find a Monday song for us.
There you go.
We could sing.
Are you going to fulfill that project, though?
Yeah.
Are you going to actually do that assignment?
One. Do you remember the song that... Just another manic Monday?
Yes. But we need to make it happy and positive.
I know.
Because Mondays are our day. That's when we post our new shows.
I know. And in that song, it says, I wish it were Sunday. And we don't want it to be Sunday.
No, we love Mondays. Two girls and a bottle of wine Mondays.
Yeah.
They should just change Monday to two girls and a bottle of wine day. That wouldn't take up too much room.
No, not at all.
So we're back Monday. How was your weekend? You had Soul Night.
I had Soul
Explain
Night.
Explain what that is, because if people haven't
It's Mile High Soul Night, so they do it the first Saturday of every month here in Denver.
And how many times have you gone in a row? Was there a month you missed?
I missed my birthday month, because it happened to fall on like the day like before my birthday I was celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
But we've gone 4 times now.
Okay.
Two in a row, just July and August, because we missed June. I think that you have to go into it with the mindset that you're going to Soul Night.
But what is Soul Night?
So they just play soul music, like old school soul music. Like
who? Artists.
Like people from way before I was born.
Oh dear gosh. You don't even know what music
I can't
play.
Think of like an artist particularly.
Just some soulful music. And
yeah, like what you'd hear in like a jazz club.
Gotcha.
It's cool because they put on a big screen, they put like music videos of it. So you kind of feel like you're there because they're black and white and they've got like their trumpets going. And
nice. And how long does this last? Like a couple hours, four hours, 5 hours?
I mean, it's just a regular bar. Like you can go there other days during the week. Mm-hmm. And they just happen to have host Soul Night on the first Saturday of every month. But... So I would say like you can get there anywhere between 8, 9, 10. The later you get there, obviously like the more people are there, and they're open. I mean, it goes on till 2 in the morning, but we usually don't stay that late. You can only do so much twisting and shouting before your body's aching.
So were you feeling it yesterday? Were you pretty tired?
I actually think I like pulled something in my back. Like my back has been, seriously, mm-hmm. We were on the dance floor. And then I was like, I just like grabbed my back and went to sit down. And I was like, I have to go home. I think I'm dying. It just hurt so bad. Like I couldn't stand straight. I had to like walk like a hunchback.
Hmm.
So.
Well, I'm glad you survived Soul Night.
Yeah. I don't know. I think this might have been our last go round.
Why?
It's definitely, like I said, you have to prepare it. You have to know that you're going into Soul Night. And, you know, we've done it quite a few times now and we've had fun, but it's not really like the guys scene, you know.
Girls just get out there and get down with it and the guys sit back and
a couple of Joy's friends, like Swev and another one of his friends, are always down to like hit the dance floor because they're just those kind of guys, like mm-hmm. music hits and they're moving.
But most guys are not like that,
right? And so the first time we went, we had a lot of fun, but Joey was almost like forced to be on the dance floor because all the guys that we were with were those kind of guys.
Mm-hmm.
And now when we go, we tend to go with a bigger crowd. And so I always find that he's just sitting there at a table with like the other guys. And like, I don't go out to dance with his friends or anything like that. But, you know, so when there's a group of us girls on the floor and like the guys that do dance, it's just like
awkward.
And I don't get all dolled up and dressed up to go out and dance with your friend. That's awkward.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't want to just sit at a table with you either. So,
you gotta find something where you can both be active.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've had fun. I mean, we've never had a horrible time there. It's fun. It's great for people watching.
Hmm.
Because some people really take it to the extreme and like pin curls, like dress up, like the men will come in like vests and like
those theatrical type people.
Yeah, and I mean they've got moves on the dance floor, so. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely something fun to check out.
Well, we went camping this weekend without running water again, and so that was fun. I saw like a record amount of deer. Like on the way up there,
I saw you posting that on Facebook.
On the way up there, we're driving. I'm looking out the window, and I see a deer pooping, which I don't think I've ever seen before. It looks just like moon pie pooping.
Did you expect it to be different?
I don't know. And then I was walking to the outhouse because that's where you do your business the next morning after we'd been there overnight, and this deer like rises out of the bushes. It was kind of scary for a moment, but I had just startled it. I had been sleeping right there by the road. And it rose out of the bushes and, like, took off. And then we just kept seeing deer, like, everywhere. And I'm like, I hope this isn't a sign that we're going to take one out with the truck. But we did not. We did good. And
I wonder if they're, like, in season.
I don't know. I asked Steve. I was like, do you think they're getting ready for, like, hunting season? Like, they're enjoying their freedom now? I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. So that was my weekend. Pretty chill. Pretty chill. Got a busy weekend coming up. But we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, I don't know that I have a busy weekend coming up.
Good for you. I'm looking forward. This sounds horrible, but Steve's getting ready to go to Vegas for work. And I'm looking forward to that first weekend that he's gone because I'm going to attack the laundry and attack the house and everything will be happy and balanced and rested again.
But then as soon as he's gone, you'll be like, I can't wait for him to come back.
I know. That's how it goes. But he's gone for a couple weeks and then he's here for a couple weeks. So, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Joey's gone now. I do horrible.
Joey is gone right now, and he's gone until Wednesday.
Yeah.
So what do you do differently when he's out of town?
Well,
I asked you to think about this.
No, and I did think about it. And it's different because last time he was out of town, it was over a weekend. So I was like, went out with the girlfriends. We had girls' night, like totally pampered myself, like ripped the apartment apart. Like, I mean, like, deep cleaning and then like the next day just like completely pampered myself but it's like weekdays now. So like tonight I was just like, the one thing I'm the most excited about, I will tell you, is that Tuesdays are when my three shows are on back to back. Pretty Little Liars, Dance Moms, and Pretty Wicked Moms. But I never get to watch them because if we're home, there's no way he's letting those on the TV. And B,
which is wrong.
Well, yeah. But B, we're usually at softball games because they're every Tuesday. So I'm really, really excited that tomorrow I plan nothing but maybe some wine or maybe even margaritas and sitting on the couch and watching my shows.
Do you eat food that you don't normally eat when he's around?
You know, I actually eat less when he's around.
Yeah.
Because I'm too lazy to cook.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time I'm like, well, I don't know, because like I said, it's different this time because it's weeknights, but I feel like I'm probably going to go home and like crash, which is so lame and boring of me, but...
You are old.
But if it was a weekend, I mean, I probably would eat crappier because I'd be more... Well, not only that, I'd be more tempted to go out and buy food versus cooking it.
Right. Yeah, I do that when Steve's gone. I tend to have like food he doesn't like, one, which I'll like grill a steak for myself. And because Steve doesn't like steak, I'll make like grill some mushrooms because he doesn't like mushrooms. I eat like what he doesn't like, but
that makes sense.
It's usually the unhealthier versions of what he doesn't like. It's so bad.
I tend to be more of a muncher. Like when he's home, I'm not usually sitting on the couch because I don't want to watch the same thing as him on TV. Or if I am sitting on the couch, I'm sitting with him, and I don't like to snack if he's not because I feel guilty.
I know. I've kind of gotten over that with Steve. I'll be like, don't judge me.
Well, so now I'll like snack on grapes so I don't feel as bad, or like cherries or something. But I've got like my reserve bag of Cheetos. So I feel like now that he's gone, no matter what time of day or week that he's gone, I'm definitely more of like instead of having like a big unhealthy meal, I'll just like snack all throughout the day.
Well, enjoy your time off. I know it sucks when they're gone, but enjoy your time off from having to take care of him at the house and go to softball. Enjoy your Pretty Little Liars.
I'm excited. It's peace and quiet.
So what's going on in Hollywood? Well, it's confirmed that Keith Urban is coming back to American Idol.
He's the only one, right?
Yeah. from what I have heard.
No Nicki Minaj, no Mariah Carey.
Not that I've paid attention to, but once again, we've said this before, we don't watch American Idol. But I love Keith Urban because he's a country music rep.
He's the only like normal one on the show.
Yeah, and I feel like he got overshadowed by drama. Oh my drama last year.
But he had to play like Sweden between
Switzerland.
Oh yeah, Switzerland. One of those.
Yeah. So congratulations to him on going back. Yeah. And then Simon Cowell, who used to be on American Idol, he's in some hot water.
Have you
heard this?
No.
Yes, I guess he. And he and maybe his ex used to vacation with another couple friend of theirs. They spent a lot of time together. Yeah. And I think even after his ex and him broke up, they still hung out. Well, now the wife to that couple is pregnant with Simon Cowell's baby. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And so the husband of that couple has filed paperwork in New York claiming adultery, which is a crime in the state of New York. Who knew?
Yeah, but it's when's okay? But let's talk about this. When's the last time anyone's actually been prosecuted for that?
I think I heard there's only been like 3 people ever.
Yeah,
but it's a misdemeanor with up to 3 months in jail.
That's crazy.
But imagine if a prosecutor, up and coming prosecutor, wanted to make headlines, make a big name.
But
they're gonna.
I think that if they actually did accuse him of that, he would come back for like. Deface your name and sue for that because
it's truth. Like if it's in the, you can't sue for defamation of character.
If he could prove that multiple other people in New York City have gotten away with it.
Right. So crazy. And he's upset because of all the negative press. It says that he hates bad publicity, but I've heard that if you're being talked about, no matter good or bad, any press is good press, right?
But let's just talk about this. If you hate bad publicity, don't do stupid stuff in public. That's bad.
Right.
I mean, there's a reason Carrie Underwood doesn't get bad publicity. She doesn't do bad stuff. Yeah. Have we not learned our lessons?
Right. So I thought that was funny. I've never been a Simon Cowell fan. How about you?
No, I mean, I liked him on American Idol just because he was kind of like the jerk to watch. You know what I mean?
And you liked that?
Well, it just kind of added something to the show. I mean, I used to get so tired of, what was her name? Paula Abdul, who would like cry that everybody was like the best performer. Like, at least he kept it real. And honestly, when he left, I was when I kind of like, I stopped a little before that, but. That's crazy. That's interesting. I want to know what.
We'll see what happens.
I feel like there's so many cases I'm following now.
I know. Like, now A-Rod, like, you're from New York.
211 game suspension.
But he said he's going to fight it.
Well, because everybody else, 12 other people are charged, and they're only getting 50 game suspension.
Right. But, yeah.
But I don't care. I'm not a Yankees fan, so it doesn't mean anything to me.
And then I posted a picture on our Facebook page of Jennifer Aniston, who's one of my favorite actresses.
She's so gorgeous.
And Joey's mom. Loves her too.
And I love her.
Okay. I didn't know.
I do. I was always Team Jennifer. There's a reason I hate Angelina Jolie so much.
So there's lots of rumors that she's pregnant. Her and her fiance are going to have a baby. And they posted this picture from a red carpet event. She has a movie coming out, which I can talk about next week. It's called We're the Millers because I got to see it this last week. And so I can't say anything about it, but we'll talk about it next week.
Okay.
And it kind does of look appears amazing. As though she has a baby bump.
I've always seen like the ones where it's like stupid, where it looks like she's just bloated. But when I saw this picture, I was like, wow, that's kind of hard to pass off as like bloat. Yeah. I'd be happy for her. When I told Joey, I was like, yeah, Jennifer Aniston's pregnant. He's like, isn't she too old? I was like, 40's like the new 30. Where have you been?
And then big thing on TV this week, I guess, started Shark Week.
I love Shark Week.
Okay, see, I've never partaken, and I never even heard about it till last year. I was like, what is this Shark Week? And I guess it started this week, but it started way back in 1987. And
it's a week-long,
like, shark feature on the Discovery Channel.
Yep, and this year they've supposedly taken it to, like, a whole nother level with their tracking of sharks.
Crazy. Did you watch that Sharktado or... What was it called?
No, the Sharknado or whatever.
There we go.
No, but I
hear that's going to replay this week.
I'm not surprised. But I read an article today about it because they did this thing last night on Shark Week to kind of initiate, like, the opening of Shark Week was about Jaws being back. because, you know, there was like the big fear of Jaws and now like it coming back. And I guess they've been tracking great white sharks. And there was one that, because of all of the they're saving seals and all of this, like up the towards the northeast coast, they they tracked this great white going up the Atlantic coast like pretty far, and it was like in beach water where like tourists are and stuff. And
yikes.
He, the guy who's been tracking it, almost called for an evacuation of the beach, and then I guess like the shark ended up like swimming off or something. But they were saying that if you're like thigh deep in water now, like that's how close in they're coming.
And I heard another story on some podcast I was listening to, a news podcast, about how the number of sharks has decreased so much that they're being, they're like close to being like protected. Can you imagine if you couldn't kill a shark, but a shark could kill you?
Well, I don't think right now you can technically kill certain sharks. Like if you're fishing.
Right.
I mean, obviously I would imagine self-defense, you can kill anything.
Pop them on the nose.
Yeah.
Pop them on the
nose. Poke their eyes out. Like, let's be real. Who has time to poke out a shark's eyes?
You're being eaten alive and you want to poke his eye out.
No. I'm carrying a tarpon gun in the water.
Yeah, no kidding.
But I think that they are somewhat protected now too. But one of my friends posted on Pinterest the Shark Week drinking game.
Ooh. Is it pretty involved?
No, it didn't look to be. I have to pull it up again. But
You pull that up, I'm going to tease what we have coming up at the end of the show.
Yes.
You guys need to listen, especially if you're in the Denver, well, only if you're really in the Denver area is this going to affect you, but we are going to have the opportunity for a listener and a friend of that listener's to go see a screening of a movie that's coming up. And I posted the trailer to the movie on our Facebook page, and the movie's called You're Next. Now, if you don't like scary movies, this isn't going to be your thing, but we're going to tell you how you can win that opportunity, and we'll decide the winner later on this. Well, I guess we'll decide it next Monday. How does that sound?
That works.
Yeah, because the screenings, well, we'll work that out, because I think the screenings are actually
coming up,
but the movie doesn't open until the 23rd.
Okay, so that's not
right. So the screenings themselves, did you find it, the drinking game?
Not yet, but I was gonna say, I'm not a scary movie person, but the reason I go to scary movies is because it's an excuse to cuddle.
Dear Lord.
And supposedly, if you go to a scary movie, when your anxiety is like that heightened, or if you do something risky, you're more likely to fall in love with someone and see them as attractive.
Wow. All right. So the screenings are going to be August 13th and August 21st. And you can choose between the two dates.
Okay.
But we'll decide a winner next Monday. And next Monday is the
12th.
So that's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Great. I didn't have a calendar in front of me. I should carry a calendar at all times. But we'll talk about the movie and how you can win coming up at the end of this podcast.
Yes.
All right. So what's this drinking game associated with Shark Week?
So there's quite a few, but the most interesting one is anytime someone's referred to as a shark expert, you have to drink two sips. Anytime someone speaks with an Australian accent, you have to drink three sips. And someone gives advice on how to survive an attack, you have to have three sips. When someone says, this species of shark is normally very peaceful, you have to have one sip. If Jaws is mentioned or the theme song is played, you have to finish your drink. If you see Andy Samberg, you have to have one sip.
Who's that?
I think he's like one of the main people on the show.
Okay.
Kind of the host. Dramatic reenactment of an attack, you have to have three sips. If someone gets down into the water in a steel cage, you have to have two sips. If shark gets some killer hang time, like they're like up in the air, like the great whites, you have to drink two sips. But if a seal's present or they're attacking a seal, then you have to have four. And if someone dies, you have to finish your beer in their honor.
Is this a picture that we can post?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So do you know how to post on our Facebook page?
Yes.
Will you post it right now? So Ashley's going to be posting this drinking game.
Yes, I'm going to attempt to.
Yeah, you should have seen her face.
Well, I don't know how to do it for my Pinterest.
Well, save the picture on your camera roll.
I think.
Okay.
I think I got it.
Okay. So a story I wanted to talk about is a new wedding trend.
Yes. We're Did all about weddings. Did you see
that? Okay. So the new wedding trend is to have your wedding be cell phone free. So have people collect cell phones before the ceremony and then return it before they leave. As a person that will probably get married one day, you, because mm-hmm. I don't know if I ever will, do you think that's a good idea? Or do you think, does it bother you if people are taking pictures of you while you're getting married or while you're doing the first dance? Does that bother you? Like, why would you want to ban cell phones?
So when I read the article, I was like, okay, I could see the point of, you know, you see this all over, like, put your phone down and enjoy the people that are actually physically there. So I can see that. Like, do I want to have a wedding and people are sitting at the table Instagramming and on their phone and Facebook statusing and texting? Like, no.
Playing
like
Candy Crush.
Yeah, like, if you came to my wedding, have some respect.
Right.
But when I started to read about, you know, how they don't want people taking pictures.
Right.
That to me, I felt like was a little extreme because that's where I'm on the fence, right? Like, I don't want people on their phones, Instagramming, Facebooking, doing all of that garbage, especially not during like the mass service part of it. That's just rude. But the other thing is like, I do kind of want people to take pictures because if you hire a photographer, they can only be in so many spots and capture so much.
Right.
And I think about all of the pictures that other people get that sometimes the photographer doesn't.
Right.
So
that's why some weddings, they used to have those disposable cameras. And that's
I think that's what I would do. I would say and I'm not going to do this, obviously. People would boycott my wedding.
Right.
But I would, you know, I still think I will put the disposable cameras out. The only thing is I want to make sure people return them to me and not, like, go home with them because I want the pictures on them.
Right.
I would have, like, someone walk around and collect them at the end of the night.
Right. Put table numbers and uh-huh. like, be like, okay, who was at this table? Your camera's missing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I think it's silly that people would ban cell phones. Unless you're, like, a celebrity, like Brad and Angelina.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I would just hope that people would have more respect at weddings to not be like on, I mean, it's just, I don't know that, like, when you're at a restaurant, it drives me nuts. Like, just certain things like that. Like, it's just like respect for the people that are there. And I mean, the bride and groom are spending enough money on the wedding, or their parents are. Like, if you don't really want to be there with the people that are there, then don't come. Someone else could take your spot.
Right. And funny, while we were talking about this, I remembered I have a wedding I'm supposed to go to in a couple weeks, and I haven't RSVP'd. I hope it's not too late. Crap. I am that person.
You are that person.
Well, I'm going solo, so I've kind of been like, I want to go to support this wonderfully happy couple, Corey and Ashley, but I hate going to weddings by myself. And I always get stuck going to weddings by myself. Steve is always out of town. This is only...
He must plan it.
Well, I don't get invited to a lot of weddings because... I don't know. Maybe not a lot of my friends are going to get married, or they're already married. I don't know. And so this is the second wedding since we've been dating for 3 years, and he was out of town the last time, and I'm a little annoyed.
That stinks.
He's probably like, hallelujah.
Yeah, like he's like planning this. Well, for my wedding, you'll be invited, and I'll give you guys enough notice where Steve can't book anything.
There you go.
There you go.
He does what he wants, really, though. He'll be like, oh, I forgot. Oh. The last wedding, it was the day before, and he's texts me, and he's like, oh, crap, I forgot I'm supposed to be in Tulsa, and he really did forget, and he had to book, like, a last-minute $600 plane. It was bad, but I think he planned it subconsciously. So, speaking of marriage, that once you get married, everyone starts asking, when are you going to have kids? When are you going to have kids?
I find myself guilty of that.
Yeah, I do too.
It's just, it seems like the natural...
Or when you're like, when's the next one?
Yeah, it kind of just seems like the natural progression. Like, what do you ask them after you're married? Like, oh.
Does he put the toilet seat down?
Yeah, like, I don't know. You know, like, before the wedding, you're so caught up with, like, well, once they get engaged, you're like, when's the wedding? When's the wedding? And then it's like, you know, oh, are you having fun planning? Like, where are you going on your honeymoon? After that, it's kind of like, all right.
When are you having kids?
Yeah, because who else cares about anything else?
But so then you have this Time magazine cover. And you sent this to me. Thank you for doing that. So, and the title on the cover is The Child-Free Life. And it says, what does having it all mean? Not having kids, according to the latest sure-to-be-controversial issue of Time magazine. It includes stories like, do children bring happiness or misery? And I just don't want a child. Noting that the American birth rate is lower than it's ever been in recorded history.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. The magazine's cover sports a photo of a blissed-out couple sprawling on a white sand beach, no tots in sight, under the words, the child-free life, which is sure to touch some nerves. At least that's what it did at Yahoo, and they did an interview with one of the writers for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as a person, you know, I'm 32, I don't want to have kids. And yeah, a lot of it has to do with the person that I'm with right now. He doesn't want to have kids. And so when we first started dating, that was one of the questions. He's like, do you want
kids?
Well, first it was, he didn't even ask me. He's like, you don't want to get married, do you, ever? And I'm like, well, kind of.
Like, you can't even say yes.
At the time, I was 28, and I'm like, well, I kind of do want to experience marriage. And he's like, oh. He's like, well, do you want kids? And I was like, no, I'm kind of open to that. I've never had that bug where I'm like, I want kids. I need a baby. I need a little mini me running around in all pink, whether it be a boy or girl. I've never had that. And my grandmother used to tell me, and there's people that argue this, is that's what you're meant to do.
Right.
You're meant to come into the world, grow up, fall in love, get married, have a baby, get a divorce, get married again, have a baby, you know. The circle of life. But there are so many happy people. My boyfriend, Steve, his sister doesn't have kids. She's blissfully happy. She doesn't regret it. One of my good friends, Nancy, she was a school teacher as a profession, retired as a school teacher, never had kids.
Well, it's because you have like 30 kids a day happy. When you're a school teacher.
But like, if you live the right life and you have enough friends, and I have a nephew, I have a goddaughter, you know, when you have kids, there will be kids around because you're never moving away from Denver. There's always going to be kids in my life, and I like the time with them, but then I like the fact that they go away and I can drink my wine and watch my movies that curse and be free. And is it selfish? I don't think so, but what's your take on it? Be honest
I don't
with
know.
Me.
Yeah.
I know we're
so
friends.
I'm torn. And I guess because I do somewhat have that bug. Like, I definitely want kids. Like, they're just so cute and I love babies. But at the same time, I think to myself, I am a selfish person. Like, I don't want to get out of bed when I don't want to get out of bed.
Right. When we have kids stay the night here, I get so annoyed when they want something. Or when they wake me up at 6:30, when they didn't go to bed until midnight the night before. I'm like, this isn't normal.
And so, there are days where I want to come home from work and I don't even want to walk my dog. Like, so let alone coming home from work and having to take care of a kid. That just sounds
I hate crazy. Scooping the litter box.
Yeah.
And I only have to do that every other day.
But I think that one thing that I've noticed is that for me, I feel like the younger you are when you have kids, the more energy you have, right?
Right.
So I think like if I don't have kids till I'm 35, I will be a cranky mom because I just feel like as you start to get older, you need more sleep, you know, like you go to bed earlier. So
even
I guess,
at my age, I see that.
Like, yeah.
I go to bed much earlier than I used
same
to.
Same thing here. Like me, I go to bed much earlier than I used to. And I kind of see it in my mom, and not in a bad way, but my mom was 22 when she had me, 22, 23. So she, like, I don't know how she did it. Like, she worked a full-time job, came home, and, like, we would have, like, bath time. And it wasn't, like, rushed where it was, like, okay, get in the bath, get washed, get done. Like, it was like we would play. I felt like we played for hours. And then we would always, like, read a bedtime story and color and, like, I don't know, just do all this fun stuff. And I seriously have no idea how she
had
the energy.
So she never had to bring her work home with her?
No. And
she's lucky.
Yeah. And
can
so
can you imagine with our jobs on those days where we have to come home and continue working?
Yeah.
Having, and I do feel selfish when I say this. I love the children that I, when I have them around, I love the kids that I have in my life. I cherish moments with them. But when I need to focus on my life, it's good that they're not here.
Right.
And that is selfish. I hear it coming out of my mouth, but that's how I am. That's how I think.
Yeah.
And if I were to bring a kid in the world, I would be afraid that I would resent them for affecting my life.
Right.
And no. I see moms that where they didn't think that through.
Right.
And they have that resentful bitterness.
And so I almost like question it. Like, is it selfish if you yourself know that you wouldn't be... Like, I think about a friend I have who knows for a fact that her mom didn't want kids, right. but her dad did. And so I think... And like, I think like... How horrible would that be to grow up in the back of your mind knowing this whole time your mom really didn't want to have kids. She just felt like she had to or she should. I mean, it's almost more selfish. Yeah, it's almost more selfish to do that than to just man up and say, hey, you know what? I don't want kids.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, those that are listening, let us know what you think. If I'm a selfish asshole, just let me know. I'm I'll okay. Admit I'll answer with a smiley face.
There are times where I'm just like, I don't know if I want kids.
I bet you would make a great mom. And the people that I tell that I'm not close with, when I tell them I don't want to have kids, I get that judgmental look. And in the story that you sent me, they played a clip from Sex and the City 2.
Yeah.
And that is so, like, yeah. And if you don't know what you're talking about, well, watch the movie. It's an awesome movie.
Yeah.
All right, so we're already to the end.
Of our show. Yes. Wow.
So the big contest. This is our first contest, really.
I know. It's exciting.
Super excited. So once again, the movie that's coming out is called You're Next. And we posted pictures of the mask associated with the movie.
We did.
We posted the trailer. So now it's time for you guys to actually win. So yes. We're going to give away a screening for someone, and then you can take a guest with you, because who wants to go to a movie by themselves?
True.
And these screenings are free. They actually happen before the movie comes out. The movie's going to be released August 23rd, and these screenings happen August 13th and August 21st here in Denver.
So you get to have, like, the inside scoop on the movie.
Yes, and so the synopsis of the movie is when a gang of masked axe-wielding murderers descend upon a family reunion, the hapless victims seem trapped until an unlikely guest of the family proves to be the most talented killer of them all. And I do not have a terrifying voice, so that was not scary at all. But seriously, watch the trailer. I had Ashley watch it, and she, like, jumped a couple times.
And I'm a jumpy person, but...
So when I take her to go see this movie, I'm going to have to, like, bring Joey so she has someone to grab. I don't know.
I am, like, I'm the person that sits there and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to watch. I'm not going to watch.
Scary movies.
And I cover my eyes, but I'm, like, the one that, like, then starts, like, opening your finger so you can see it. Or, like, I'll sit there and when Joey has them on TV, I'll, like, turn to the side and I'm like, I'm not going to watch. And then, like, out of my corner of my eye. It's like you're drawn into
that. I love
being
scared. I know. I love that. Wah! But I want it to be realistic. And from the way this trailer looked, it looks freaking realistic.
It looks intense.
So tell them how they can win.
So you have to like our Facebook page, Two Girls and Bottle of Wine.
Which is easy.
It's easy, yeah.
Yeah. Just hit
and
like.
If you've seen the trailer and you've seen the pictures, you're already on our page.
Right.
And then you have to leave a comment on our Facebook page about something you'd like us to discuss on a future show. So a topic of conversation.
And with our page, you can't just leave a comment. You have to post under a post.
Yes. So you can post it on...
We post the link to our show every day. At least once a day. Comment under it. And then next Monday, we will decide who's going to win. And this is a free movie. Movies are expensive.
They are. Especially you get to see it ahead of the game. That's cool.
A family of four... spends like $100 easily every time you go to the movie. So this is for you and a guest, and all you'll have to buy is your concessions or
sneak them in your purse.
I do. Yeah, so the movie is called You're Next, and the mask itself is creepy.
Yeah, just because the mask on its own isn't creepy until someone puts it on and scares you with it,
right?
yeah
so do it. Win, and if this goes well, maybe we'll have more giveaways.
Yeah.
So, thank you for listening to Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/twogirlsandabottleofwine.
Yep.
We're on Podbean at twogirlsandabottleofwine.podbean.com. And we'll be back here next week.
Yeah, to announce our winners.
Yay! You guys have a good week. Bye.
Bye. Face lost all expression. Said if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.